rolling right along. Drew and Mark here on the show. You know, speaking of other shows, Game of Thrones?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it. I know I need to see it, but I've never seen it.
Yeah, don't watch it with your wife if she doesn't like violence and things like that. But there's some endearing qualities to the show. Are there? Let's take a look. Dear Drew has some comments.
Hold the door. Hold the door. Hold the door.
Hold the door.
Hold the door. Thanks, man. It's important to be polite.
Alex Hernandez has this. Dear Drew, do you think Will Fuller ends up being a good pick? And does Steven Anderson have a legit shot at making the 53? Yes and yes. I do think Fuller is going to be a good pick. From what we've saw already in OTAs, he's been catching the ball. He's been getting deep. He's been going over the middle. He's done it all sorts of ways as a receiver. And as far as Steven Anderson, all that guy does is get open. He's listed as a tight end. He's an undrafted rookie free agent out of Cal. But that dude just gets open and catches the ball. Debbie Chapa Brannon, dear Drew, excited to hear all this Texans talk. Me too, Debbie. I'm excited too. And I'm excited that you sent that in. Next one comes from Charles Bruce Broyce. If I mispronounced your name on either of those, and I guess I did if I did both, my apologies. But thanks for this great question. Dear Drew, hearing that Jalen Strong is looking quicker and lighter than last year and can force himself into the starting lineup, where does this leave Cecil Shorts on the depth chart? All of a sudden, our wide receiver depth looks improved over the last couple years. Jalen Strong looked really good in OTAs. He's had a good offseason. He's talked a lot about, or a lot has been made about what he did with Brock Osweiler and the gang out in Tempe. But first day of OTAs looks solid. And as far as Cecil Shorts go, that doesn't necessarily mean anything for Cecil Shorts. He's having a good OTAs as well. He's got that veteran experience. So look for both those guys to contribute this year. And that was such a good question, Charles, that you win Texas Lottery Scratch-Off. So make sure you email here. Say, hey, I'm Charles Broyce or Bruce and or Brius. And scratch away, and you'll get rich. Maybe.
See, it's not just silly stuff, Game of Thrones. You had some good stuff in there, you know, the receivers and OTAs and what's going to happen next week.
Yes, next week we've got more OTAs. We're going to hear from some of the guys, and it's going to be a good one because Texans Huddle, we always get you loaded with information. It's like your brain starts out this big, and by the time you're done, it's this big, and you got to get a new hat.
Yeah, see a doctor.
Yeah, or make it a Texans hat.